Ryan T. Posey is a local author based in Council Bluffs, making his debut to the writing world with his narrative nonfiction book, The Mess That Made Them. This book aims to recontextualize the stories of 24 renowned creatives, from Van Gogh to Rachmaninoff to even writers such as Mary Shelley. This book aims to debunk the myth of the solitary genius and examines the nuanced challenges that many of these creatives face.
What that gave me, more than anything else, was a deep suspicion of the solitary genius story. The single artist who creates something so inevitable, so great, that it was destined to be in the world no matter what. But I had worked with artists, around 100 artists a year for at least a decade, in sort of direct consultation of the work that they were making, long enough to know that virtually nothing gets made in that sort of solitary way. I suspected that, or I guess I sort of knew that their lives were more complicated than that too, that this sort of genius myth that we often tell is exactly that, that it was incomplete.
Posey has worked to cultivate lots of local talent through his previous work with the Nebraska Writers Collective. Now forging a path of his own, Posey is now touring his book in 5 states and multiple cities.
A lot of what I made over the years was performance-based. Audiences are very important to me. And that's no different, at least from my perspective, in the writing of a book. It's fine. It exists either way if nobody ever sees it. But the real experience, the real reward to me, is connecting with readers and seeing what they think about it and whether or not they can benefit from it and to hear the stories they have to tell about similar things that they've experienced. Just that one-on-one connection. I don't know that there's much better than that.
Being his first published book, Posey writes about creatives for creatives, to reframe the stories of these legendary artists into one that many local artists can relate to.
And you'll think about whether or not any of the things I share could be applicable to your own life and your own career. Because what I really want to be doing is making more space for more creative work. There's so much talent here, and so many people who would be doing more if they felt like they were in a position where they could. And I think there are some things I can share, or I've tried to share anyway, that might make at least thinking about doing that a little easier, right? And that those commonalities exist for artists, so that if you feel like you're struggling, or you've failed, or you've hit some kind of roadblock, that doesn't necessarily mean you're doing the wrong thing, or you're in the wrong place, or that you're not quote-unquote meant to be doing this. I saw a lot of value in raising up some examples of sort of points of connection, just to be able to say, see, this happens. And when this happens to you, it doesn't have to be the end, because when it happened to them, it wasn't the end.
The Mess That Made Them is having a launch event that will commence on September 3rd at the T-Smiths. More information could be found at ryantposey.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.